And then we give ourselves a swing, we'd go way out yonder, and then we'd come back. Way out there and come back, and then we had swings to play with, and we had wagon hoops to play with.
Mm-hmm.
And all such as that, you know, and rag dolls, and we'd make dolls out of corn cobs and rags and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Play with that.
Yeah.
And play with some old broken dishes or something that came from the kitchen, and old cans. Such as that.
Yeah. Well, you all had plenty.
We didn't
of
have no ball toys.
Uh-huh. Well, I imagine the others were just as good.
Yeah. These children of today would rather have something old like that play with than this stuff.
Yeah. I think a lot of times they probably would. What do you call a flat piece of What do you call a flat piece of stone that's about that long and a man can carry it around in his pocket and sharpen a knife on it?
It was a emery rock.
Okay. Would you tell me about different kinds of wooden fences that people use or used to use?
Well, they used to use a paling fence.
And how was that made?
Well, you go to the woods and you cut down pine trees about 6 or 8 foot long, as long as you wanted the paling. And you take a fro and a wedge and a draw knife and that's about all, I think. And you'd split that pine up, and paling's about this wide.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take that draw knife and get all the splinters off of them if you wanted to.
I don't know what a draw knife is.
Well, the thing that works like this, it comes back towards you. You know, you got a vise over here.
Uh-huh.
And you fasten it in that vise, and you take that draw knife, it's a blade, and it's got two handles to it, and it comes this way, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And you can scrape all of them splinters off of it if you want to, and if you don't, you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
You can put them up like they are. And they, most of the pine trees is what they used in them days.
Well, now when they put them up, were there spaces in between the?
No. Yeah, just a little crack like a finger here. They would take some more trees and make some posts.
Mm-hmm.
Dig holes and put them in the ground. As bigger places they was gonna fix. And then they'd go get some more trees and they would nail it to them posts.
Mm-hmm.
At the bottom and in the middle. At the bottom of the ground and then about the middle way of the post they nail another one. And then they take these palings and they nail them at the ground and then nail one middle way till they got them all the way around the fence.
Mm-hmm.
And then they make them yank to that fence out of the same thing they made the garden, the fence out of. And they put a latch on it. And that was the garden.
Well, now, do these palings have little points up the top?
Well, some of them do. You could put points on them, but we didn't ever put no points on ours.
Uh-huh.
We always let them stay like they was.
Well, now, what about the kind of fence that somebody might put around a pasture or field or something?
Well, we had rail fence then.
And then how were they built?
Well, they went to the woods and cut down pine trees and split them open with wedges and mauls and axes. And they'd split them up just like they wanted them. They'd take a pine tree like that pine tree out there. They'd make four rails out of it right there.
Uh-huh.
Cut it in four pieces. And they'd start at the ground. And they'd lay one on top of the other all the way around until they got up just like putting up a brick building or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it would stay there for years and years.
Well, now, was this the kind that was went down the corners like that and it went along like that?
Okay. Crooked fence. It was made out of rails, made out of pine wood.
Well, now, were all the rail fences that you're familiar with built this way?
All I ever seen was.
Well, did any of them ever have any straight up and down posts?
They hadn't. No, they didn't. They had barbed wire though.
Yeah, but I mean for the rail fence.
No, they didn't have no straight up post.
Uh-huh.
They didn't use no post on the rail fence.
Okay. Well, now what about a board fence or a slat fence or something like that?
Maybe? Well, a slat fence is just like I told you just now about that garden, you know,
uh-huh.
Paling fence. That's what we call it.
Okay.
Palings. And it had just like this chair right here. They'd nail one of them. They get a long pine tree or some kind of tree and nail it down at the bottom, right there. It would be small though.
Mm-hmm.
And then about the middle way of that post, they nail another one, see?